This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania now. Not the Pittsburgh of today, but the city as it was near the middle of the last century. When for just a couple of decades, it was the center of an amazing amount of change and innovation, home to some of the most influential musicians, writers, and sports figures of Black America. How that happened and then what happened is the subject of a new book by journalist Mark Whitaker. It's called Smoketown, the Untold Story of the Other Great Black Renaissance. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kai. How are you?
I'm well. We should say at the outset here, you are a Pennsylvania guy, mostly Philadelphia, though, grown up, but you had family in Pittsburgh and you went back a lot?
My dad grew up in Pittsburgh, and he had moved away. I was born, as you say, outside of Philadelphia, but I used to go and visit every year. My grandparents were still there. They were undertakers.
Oh, wow.
My grandfather at a certain point suffered a stroke, and my grandmother took over the business. But, you know, if you visited Pittsburgh in that era, you would have never known that just 20 years earlier, it was one of the most vibrant and influential Black communities in all of America.
It is an amazing story that you tell in this book for a couple of reasons. One is the relatively brief period of time, which, as you write, Black Pittsburgh was so dynamic, but also the people and the things that came out of there, right? I mean, Lena Horne and Billy Strayhorn in music, August Wilson, the Negro Leagues in baseball. There was so much. The Pittsburgh Courier, the newspaper. There was so much. It's almost it's a sense of history that you can't quite wrap your brain around.
Well, you know, when I was working on this book, I would tell people that I'm working on a book on the legacy of Black Pittsburgh, and then I would say, what it really is a story of Black history in the middle of the 20th century, because every major story in Black history passed through Pittsburgh. You had swing and the birth of bebop, Joe Louis. You had the Jackie Robinson story and the Negro Leagues. But you also had huge political influence. It was really in Pittsburgh, thanks to the Courier, that led the migration of the Black vote from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party in 1932.
The thing that jumps out at you at this, as you read this book, is how brief this moment in time was. It was basically like 30 years, 20s to the 50s, right? So what happened? How did it disappear?
So I would say that the three major factors that contributed to the decline, and it was very fast. Like a lot of northern cities where Black folks had migrated, once the industries that had attracted them started to go in decline, white folks started moving out of the city, moved to the suburbs. Black folks were stuck there. It's a sad, familiar story. In Pittsburgh, there was also the factor of urban renewal, which was particularly dramatic in Pittsburgh. And then the third factor, which gets less attention, is what you could call sort of Black brain drain, that with the civil rights movement and affirmative action and so forth, that era, talented, ambitious Black folks like my father were able to leave Pittsburgh to go to college and have careers outside of Pittsburgh, and they never came back. So at precisely the point where these Black neighborhoods in Pittsburgh needed leadership, they were losing it to the wider world.
So Pittsburgh today, right? I mean, it's moved past the whole, steel industry historical context, right? And it's, I mean, Uber's there doing self-driving cars, and Pittsburgh's on the short list for Amazon's second headquarters. And so I guess the question is, how do you gauge the odds of success of present-day African-Americans in the future economics of Pittsburgh, right? Are they going to be able to get back?
Well, as you say, Pittsburgh is undergoing yet another broader renaissance. The Black neighborhoods have not yet, but I'm hoping that part of that, learning this story, will give both Black folks in the city, but also, you know, business and political leaders a sense of pride in the past and hope that, you know, perhaps some of it can be brought back.
It's a history of Pittsburgh back in the day. It's called Smoketown by Mark Whitaker. Mark, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
We've put some of the cool old pictures from Mark's book on our Instagram. We are at Marketplace APM.